What's up, Dutch Nation? Today on the podcast, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Sean Provost, all the way up from Woodland Davis Dixon, dropping knowledge, dropping fire, dropping wisdom. And alongside him, he brought his first ever hire and now regional manager, Wayne Jensen. These guys dove into a lot of what it means to be loyal, having the mindset of you can always be better, staying humble, innovation, social media, a little bit of life, a little bit of love, good times, great oldies. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Sean Provost and Wayne Jensen podcast. So, Sean, dude, what up? If we go back in time, specifically July 10th, 2014, the Scoop Flow episode 23, Mochas and Mafia.
Yeah.
That was you, bro. I highly encourage all y'all to check that podcast out. That'll give you a little snapshot of you growing up in GP, working at DB, and all that history. But one thing I don't think we dove into, what was your first drink as a Dutchie, and what do you currently drink?
Dude, so let's go back to junior high and skateboarding.
Oh, my favorite time of life.
I moved from the Bay Area where there's lots of skateboarding, and here it wasn't a very big scene at the time.
Yeah.
So I found a couple other guys that skated, went down to G Street, and we would buy the small, like, what is it, pints?
Quart, yeah.
Of our chocolate milk. Like, you'd pour one chocolate milk and to make a large mocha, and you pretty much like use the whole carton. And we would buy those for a buck, and that was my jam. Go skate and drink a bunch of chocolate milk. And
yeah, well, it's good, right? There's a little protein in there, right?
Yep.
You know, and it's just the stomach is the rough part.
When I try to do a kickflip after you,
chocolate milk.
And then I got more sophisticated in high school. Ice kickers, ice annihilators.
Love it.
When I started at Dutch Bros, I was all about the small double torture. And then I slowly got away from the sweets and went just to quad mocha.
Yeah.
Small. And then I went into like 8 ounce quads.
Did you do mochas. The quad mocha iced?
No, I always did it hot.
Okay. Cause I was going to say I rocked a quad iced mocha. And we called it the gentleman's drink.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know why we did. I've never been a gentleman. But.
And then in Cali, I grew up to ice Cano with cream. And then as soon as cold brew came out, I crush cold brew now.
You're my brother from another mother. Drinking it right now. Well, so then we also got Mr. Wayne Jensen on the couch.
Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. Super pumped to be here. This couch is freaking comfortable.
It's just because it's gotten so much use over the years. It's just well seasoned.
Is this sanitary?
It is, yeah.
Did you Purell this before we sat in it?
You know, the funny story about that couch too, from my understanding of it, is it was meant to just be given away. Like, nobody wanted it. And Brant was like, I'll take it. And now look at all the legends
history
that have sat on it. It's amazing. So Wayne, you are one of Provost Regionals.
Yes, sir.
And when did you first get hired at Dutch, and what were you drinking?
I started in April of 01 in Brookings, Oregon. I love getting rained on. Just kidding. I worked for a guy named Josh Varco.
Oh, okay.
He was the first franchisee there. I was still getting dropped off by my mom. It was a week before my 16th birthday.
Nice.
Started out on my BMX bike riding out there when I was, I think, 13. Mm-hmm. And my drink was a Big Dog Brain Freeze.
Yeah.
The Big Dog.
Which we then had to call the Dutch Freeze.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody had the rights to that name.
Correctamundo. So it was extra sweet, also copyrighted Milky Way, but now it's called the Caramelizer.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved like going out there because everybody there was cool to me. I looked up to everyone there. In 04, I got a call from Dave Morris. I knew him from driving over here when I was 16, when I got my license. I'd always come to Grants Pass to go to the warehouse to buy clothes.
Oh, nice.
The OG warehouse.
Off F Street?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I had met Dave because he was working the shops and stuff, and I just kept that relationship going. And when I moved to Sacramento after graduating high school, he called me and said, hey, got this guy. He's opening up in Woodland. His name's Sean. Come do an interview. So I was Sean's first employee.
Wow. So I knew you guys went deep, but I didn't realize it was that deep. That's pretty freaking special.
Yeah, I still got the shirt I interviewed in. We bring it up. It was the goat on the back of a long sleeve. It might have been one of the first colored tees.
Was it red?
Yeah, they made a red one and a blue one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember the
and
red
it had a
one.
Goat
I forgot
on the back.
About
we're
that
gonna,
graphic.
We're going to frame it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You still have it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Smells like mothballs, but
one of the main words that comes to mind when I think about you, Provost, is loyalty. The first employee you hired, full circle, here we are now, and he's your regional. How does one become so loyal, and why is that such a big part of who you are?
I think it stems from an understanding of how unique and special what we do is, mm-hmm. and wanting to protect the movement and having these awesome customers that love us and the crew. There's so much on the line that loyalty and being upfront and authentic. Over the years, I've just been so drawn to relationships and memories that my values of quality time and who I surround myself with, it's all changed a lot. When you look around and you look at your surroundings, having good people in your corner that can tell you hard stuff and work hard and play hard and just celebrate this gig that we get to play and get to be a part of. It's very special, and I value it at such a high level that if we have people who aren't as committed or don't get it or are lazy or gonna sacrifice a lot for nothing, then I'm not cool with it.
Sure. Yeah.
There's a lot going on with that question.
Yeah. No, I totally. I'm sorry. Yeah, that one was kind of. I'm with you, though. Like, I'm a pretty loyal person, and sometimes by default, but.
It's a hard thing to be loyal at times because it's hard conversations. It's doing or saying the thing that nobody wants to say. Mm-hmm. And these last couple of years, I've thought a lot about my time in Grants Pass and who poured into me, who I was surrounded with. I just thought it was part of the job. Sure. And I didn't realize that I was just surrounded by these amazing, talented, brilliant people.
Yeah. Totally.
Abe and Shane and,
oh, gosh, yeah.
and all these just amazing people that cared as much as I did. It wasn't clear to me at the time, but now looking back, I feel so obligated to serve my people and Dutch Bros and do the best I possibly can because of just how spoiled and well-treated I was.
Pretty special company that you were with, because they all ended up being pretty exceptional, awesome dudes. I'm trying to go back to that previous podcast. Since then, new kid, you opened up in Dixon. You hadn't opened up there yet. Provost Motorsports.
Yeah.
And then
Power
obviously,
102.
You know, Wayne, as well as, gosh, now you got Nick and Troy, like other regionals.
They're killing
it. Backman went on to go open up her shop. What's been like the craziest thing of that last 4 years?
It's been super wild and a lot of fun and a lot of grinding and hard work with our head down. I have the best group and surroundings that I could ask for, and do it at a high level with keeping our standards intact and training people and hiring really well. The growth rate to hang with has been for real. And we've doubled in a year how many people we have.
That's bonkers.
And so our infrastructure at our warehouse with lead trainers and shift leads, getting everyone on the same page and using the best tools we can possibly find. And I always think back to like sports with soccer and baseball. There's always the fundamentals.
Sure.
I feel repetitive at times with saying things that I've been taught by Trav and Dane and just these people that are ballers with having the magic in the details and all these little intricate things that we pay attention to and why they're important and that it's okay to talk about them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because our core values give us our true north, keep us on track. And we need to constantly be talking about our history and where we come from. And also, just as important, giving the direction of where we're headed. The fact that we're constantly updating our systems and trying to find ways to do things better, we've never gotten to this point where we're like, oh, we got it all figured out. We're evaluating and redoing and redesigning constantly to find a way to do something better.
Yeah.
Crew is way more confident, less stressed. They're performing at a way higher level at the window with timers and scheduling. It's just made everything smoother and I think more fun for our people. So they're not like understaffed and stressed out. And we have all this technology that we're starting to use to make people set up to win bigger.
I feel like that's another word with like you guys. You've always been pretty innovative down there. You're not necessarily satisfied with the status quo. Are there any things in those last few years or currently that you tried to implement that like didn't work?
It's hard to like even remember what those things are because we literally throw them away.
Yeah, we move past them so fast that we're like, yep, Don't need to think about
later.
It anymore.
Yeah.
With the mindset to move on and be willing to throw away something that you worked on for something better, it's just normal now. But, there's been a lot of focus on training and making sure that we're giving people the best of the best beyond, you know, the standard.
Yeah.
And so that is a constant 2.0, 3.0, like it's just evolving.
Yeah.
And with the flow of our shops, we've remodeled a bunch to get just something smooth, spots to stack drinks, better equipment layout and running drinks and all the things we've implemented. It's been just constant evaluation.
Nice. Talk a little bit about, okay, you're a regional now. And sort of what that's meant to you and your role and what you like to play and what you like to kind of bring to the table.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never really cared about a title. It's always been very important to me, like going back to the loyalty, especially with Sean, you know, I mean, this is just like surreal sitting here getting to chill and do this is like blowing my mind because I feel so blessed to be here surrounded by the people that I'm surrounded by. For me, you know, going into regional role, I feel is very, very important, but I've always just looked at like, how can I improve every day? How can I pour my knowledge or what I'm learning into the people that we're hiring, teaching these people like where we're from, where we're going, what we're doing now? Troy's been with us about a year and a half or so, right? Before he came, we were killing it. And then, you know, you have him come in and we're changing stuff because of what he knows from Idaho with the Randalls and like implementing all these different cultural aspects from them to us. And I'm just always down to just keep learning. Never be too big for that.
Yeah, dude. 100%.
I'm true to myself, I think is key too. I want to change and be better all the time, but I'm never going to be not me. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad you said that too, because I feel like I've seen that over the years. People will see others having success, whether it's people in the mob or regionals, and maybe feel like they have to be a lot like that person.
Right.
But at the end of the day, your genuine self is what's going to shine probably brighter than anything that you could try to imitate. So I love having people on in those good leadership roles and really got there just by being true to them.
Totally. And one of the things I tell the new people, we talk about the longevity and I tell them that it doesn't mean crap. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that, you know, we started in 01 because we can all go back to 01 and know how not the same it is as today.
Yeah.
You know, chilling on a night shift and having all the homies come by and kicking it, you know, to now where we're just
stacked,
running drinks
with like 800 more drink combinations.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So just teaching them and sharing that like, hey, today's today and we're going to do the best that we can.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we're going to do a little bit better.
Trav says it often. He has this quote that he's thrown out over the years and it's great. And it just says, success isn't owned, it's rented and the rent's due every day.
Boom.
Every day.
Nowadays, more than ever, it's what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad, which again, I love you, Sean, because you're so loyal because you do think a little bit about the past as well. But you do have to be real with people. You're like one of the first people to call me and be like, dude, this sucks. Like you should. So I love you to death for the honesty.
The whole magic's in the details is something that I'm obsessive with.
Yeah.
Building cars and designing them and knowing I'm not good at drawing. I'm not like an artist.
Yeah.
But mentally, I know what something should look like to me.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it takes, I'll make sure that it's that way.
Yeah.
And I won't settle for it being like, all right, or almost there. I'll straight up throw it away and do it again. It's definitely like an obsessive disorder. I don't know. I see something in my head and I don't stop until it's that.
That's awesome.
With the Provost Motorsports stuff, I started doing off-road racing and that has been really cool. Great trips with buddies and we have a good team of guys that make it all work. And being able to race has been very, very hard and it's super fun and it's mentally trying and taxing on your brain and staying focused and going fast. There's all these different things that need to work perfectly to finish a race well.
Yeah.
And that takes a team of people who work well together. We've learned what it takes to be competitive and to have the right people on the bus. For me, it's been a big take my mind off chaotic, crazy stuff that we're doing and just kind of chill out and focus on something super specific. We recently did some road racing as well, and it was technical, and I learned how much I didn't know. I'm like a student of so many things, but just the desire to learn and get better and beat everyone is definitely something that's like every day on my mind of just winning.
Awesome. I do love that you have this passion of something outside of Dutch, because Dutch has been so great to all of us. It's in our heart, it's in our core, it's in our blood. When it consumes people, Dutch is not something you want to burn out on, you know, it's too precious. So I like that you have this other thing you can kind of pour into, and that'll fill you up.
I think everybody should definitely find another outlet for sure.
Oh, I know what I want to talk about. The warehouse, dude. Like, that thing is impressive. Y'all have never seen Woodland Dixon Davis Warehouse.
Door's always open.
Yeah. And when did that thing come into play?
We wanted to create a inviting, safe, comfortable, chill place for our crew to just come kick it. And we've slowly added different things that they can do with games and basketball and two ball. And when the weather's good, every other week we do a barbecue.
Nice.
It's really been a cool atmosphere that's there, where most people that are there are just hanging out. That was the vision behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And to see it like turn into that and be used has been unreal.
You know how it is, like, people love hanging out down at the shops, and but you know, it's getting to that point where we're so busy that that's not always the perfect thing,
right?
And for us to have this super bitch in place where the door is open for anybody to come by for any reason, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, come on down. It creates a cross-culturing as well, because you have people from 102 and West and East coming and hanging out, meeting new people, Davis and Dixon people coming up too.
Yeah, that was something special about GP, was even though we all worked at different shops, we all hung out together, and it wasn't like segregated into different stands.
Yeah.
It was just GP.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work with Brant and Ron C all the time.
Yeah.
And we'd get off shift and we'd all go hang out. We'd just chill. And those relationships were just amazing. And for me to be able to try to do that where we're at now and offer those things to our people and them like get it has just been unreal.
Yeah, totally. You guys have your office space there where you're doing work, you're, you know, getting your back end stuff dialed and having meetings and stuff. But it's funny because that's like a really small portion of the building.
Yeah. We're super grateful for having parking. We've been through, you know, small warehouses with no parking, and it was just always such a pain. And now that we have this space, we're super grateful for it.
You've talked a lot about having hard conversations, with turnover being real. What do you guys try to do when you love someone out the door?
I talk a lot with them about their surroundings and who they hang out with in those types of situations where they make a rash in the moment decision and it's all about that night or whatever, and they're not thinking 5, 10, 15 years out, and they don't have a vision or goals or anything outlined for their compelling future. And that's something we try to do with our crew, is
design your future worksheet,
which has been super cool. The overall desire of our people is so inspiring, because they do want to improve and grow and have these opportunities. And some of them that do make bad choices or mess up, we do the best we can to give grace and chances and help them along the way. And if it becomes toxic or unhealthy, you know, we definitely part ways. But I want it to be a memory for them where they learned something and took it with them for the greater good and did it better at their next scene or their next job. And that being authentic and real with people, some of them, at like 5 years later, they hit me up or they stop by and they're like, hey, thanks for giving me some act right, because I needed it and it opened up another door and now I'm doing this and it's sick and I'm married now or whatever. And it's cool to know that in the moment it might have been like a hard talk or not fun, but I know that it served them eventually. Just feels good knowing that that was the outcome.
Day to day, yeah, this is Dutch Bros and we love to have a bitching good time, but you know, we still have to have a professional working environment. Our people love that honesty.
Most people really appreciate honest feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Some people take it a little personal, but deep down, everybody kind of wants that. They want some sort of confirmation. What do you guys envision in the next couple years here for the whole Woodland, Davis, Dixon area?
Yeah, so we're almost getting ready to do another shop in Dixon right now.
Dang.
So that'll be number 6.
Wow.
We're trying to get more ballers, hiring all the time.
Yeah.
We're going to make the warehouse even sicker.
Yep. Mm. We're trying to make that the Hollywoodland Fantasy Factory.
Oh, yeah.
Without anybody getting
injured.
Yeah, no.
You might have to have them sign some waivers.
Yeah, we're all over it. We tried out the one wheels.
You ever ridden a one wheel?
What, like a unicycle?
It's like a unisnowboard.
Oh,
it's,
come on.
Dude, it's super
sick. You need
sick.
One. But yeah, we had that for a couple of weeks at the hangar, and we had a few wrecks.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to say who did it, but it might have been me.
Yeah, Wayne might have broke his collarbone.
Take a one-wheeler on a half pipe or something.
Look how fast this thing can go. 22 miles an hour. Boom.
Oh, dude. You broke the collarbone?
Yeah, I'm looking at my phone going, wow, it's going 22, and then all of a sudden I'm falling. But yeah, they're great.
We have so many people that mm-hmm. are eager to learn and yep. grow and go hard and serve our customers. And so we're trying to facilitate like that burning fire of that passion, and how do we feed it, and how do we get everyone going where they want to go, whether it's corrections officer or nursing school, or if it's Dutch Bros. We goal set and try our best to get them on track to accomplish whatever they want.
I mean, yeah. Even people who are like into graphic design, and then they come on our trips to HQ and mm-hmm. they're like, holy crap, yeah. there's all this that goes on here. Whoa. Yeah.
The growth trajectory for the future is pretty ambitious with Dutch Bros as a whole. So mm-hmm. absolutely. Anybody out there listening, there will be opportunities out here for sure.
Big time.
Hone those skills, but more than anything, grow as a person. For the most part out here, that trumps skill every time. We're looking for that heart and that love.
Totally. I just think back to the fundamentals, our core values, the creed, just treating people with love and respect, making good choices, having integrity, doing what's right when no one's looking. Our crew and our customers are always watching. They're always listening. Your presentation of yourself, your body language, your tone, your voice, like everything is being watched, and you can set this amazing example without saying a word. It's unreal. And I just want our people to realize how sweet it is. We try to celebrate a lot because our people go hard and they blow our customers' minds.
Yeah.
It's easy to like get so tunnel visioned in the grind that we forget to put our head up and celebrate. And that's something that we've been working on last few years.
Stay humble and stay hungry. I mean, and Sean has it in his office. It's a giant neon sign. And sometimes we just point at it.
Yeah.
And say, there's the reminder.
Oh, yeah. One thing I wanted to talk about, you guys kind of early on used social media pretty effectively as a tool and embraced it before people like saw how huge it was getting. And now you got like Swanky working at the office, like mm-hmm. doing social for you. What did you see in things like Facebook early on and Instagram that, mm-hmm. that made you like go hard on it?
I mean, it goes before Facebook. We had the MySpace life.
You had a MySpace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always trying to find a way to bridge the gap for our customers when they weren't in the shop or at the store getting a drink. And the social media was like a great avenue to like show our smiles and make people's day better. Just like giving shout outs and saying thank you and just being so appreciative of how awesome they are and how spoiled we are by them. So the connection, I think, was part of it. And then really asking for their feedback on like, what do you guys want to see? What do you want us to do? And really taking what they have to say to heart and then redesigning and working on those things that they want. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely been fun and cool. Our crew's into it. We have a way we communicate with the stands where they can post pictures and then we can repost them. And I feel like we've been doing it so long, it's hard to think back on the beginning of it, but I know that it started with MySpace, so we've been doing it for a while.
Early adopter. I love that. How old is Zoe now?
So Zoe is going to be 10 in January.
Okay.
My wife is like, I don't even understand how she does what she does, but she is. My wife, Lindsay, she has schooling with them. Zoe does horseback riding and jujitsu, violin. Mm-hmm. Maximus does racing with me. He's into drums, super proud, and he's doing jujitsu too. And Stella is, she's doing like dancing, and
I think she's going to be an actress.
Yeah.
Stella's the one where I could see her for sure working in the shop.
Oh, yeah.
Working for dad.
Kids get in the shops and run drinks out, and
oh, sweet.
They know how to pull shots. And our latest addition, Ezekiel, just turned one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got four healthy, amazing kids at home, and they just light up my world every day.
Yeah.
And me and my wife are very blessed.
Are kids in the game plan for you, Wayne?
Dude, you know what, man? Maybe someday.
All right.
But
no hurries.
I love Sean's kids. They're my kids too, you know, and I love being an uncle to them, and yeah. I love them with all my heart, and I get pure joy out of hanging out with them.
I love your kids too, man. You got a good family. Doing good work, sir. Raising them well. Probably should wrap it up. If you guys could give some of our youngsters just one piece of solid advice, what would you tell them?
I think the biggest thing is to understand that your daily decisions and choices, making them good ones with great intentions, are definitely 100% going to dictate your opportunities in life.
Mm.
You know, you make a bad decision, those are the types of things that are going to close doors for you.
Yeah.
You may make a mistake, but if your intentions are in the right place, then there's always room for growth.
Mm.
It's a daily decision.
What about Mr. Provost?
I would look into your situation of risk and reward. If you work hard and take care of others around you and have good intentions, and you're just constantly trying to get better, then the reward's going to be huge. Yeah. And if you are constantly risking a lot for nothing, you're going to be very frustrated with the results that you get.
Mm-hmm.
So having a good support system, having good podcasts and books and people that you can talk to, I think is huge and very valuable. Go hard. Go hard when no one's looking.
Mm-hmm.
Be a stellar example. Google it. YouTube it. Figure it out.
Yeah.
I love how Gary Vee talks about not working on your weaknesses all the time. Just go all in with your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is missed a lot, where you have super talented people, but they want to get good at something else when their natural God-given skill is like right in front of their faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, totally. Go hard with what you're good at.
Absolutely. Dude, thank you guys so much. Kicking it on the red couch, bringing your crews up here to HQ, kind of showing them a little bit of what we do. Just love bridging the gap and still seeing our peeps in the shop and having them see us. And we're all a family, Dutch Nation.
Been awesome.
Take it to heart, y'all.
Peace out.
Much love.
Dude, thank you guys.
Is that legit? Can you make that good?
I will try.